All right, folks, thanks for coming. Casey, welcome. Lefty, welcome. Auto Club Speedway is proud to support Lefty, his kids' club of 150,000 kids, and all of Lefty's educational efforts, including Lefty's Reading Challenge, which this year included 240 schools from four counties, reaching more than 135,000 kids. Today, I'm happy to introduce Lefty, and more importantly, our new Auto Club Speedway Kids Club President, Casey Kane. Casey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be here in California, you know, and get to race at this racetrack. It's always a track that I really enjoy over the years. First practice didn't go very well for us, but we have a lot of time to hopefully get better as the weekend goes here. I've seen Lefty before, but I met him a little bit, I guess, 2 weeks ago when I was out here, and we did a deal in close to the track with some kids, and actually got to learn how to play the guitar, which was really cool. Lefty was there. It was a great band. They're coming tomorrow as well. But to be part of this, to be part of the president, and you know, see the kids here, and see how many people that touches,
135,000
this year is really neat. It's unbelievable, and it's great to see that and to see, you know, kids being into racing and also just into education in general, and to be part of that is, you know, feels good.
If you notice the board over here, it says, come join Casey Kane for Driver Storytime, Sunday, March 18th, 9:15, out in the fan zone. Surely you read to your son, Tanner, so are you nervous?
I'm not nervous, no. I actually like reading to kids. I've done it before at schools and things over the years, and then also Tanner, he has an airplane book that we pretty much read every night, and we read it like five times every night, so that's kind of fun, and it's his favorite book that we have. So yeah, I actually like reading with kids, and hopefully them enjoying it as well. But yeah, me doing it is fun.
Awesome, Lefty. How excited are you to have Casey as your president? All right, we have a group of kids here who are part of the Shell Fuel for Success program. You can probably pick them out with their stars on their shirts. What sort of encouragement would you give the kids that dream of racing, Casey?
Well, I think racing is like a lot of things that you dream of, you know, growing up as a kid. I know myself, it was all I ever dreamed of, was racing cars and being able to race for a living. But I think if it's your passion, if it's something that you really want, just putting that time and effort in, whether it's getting to actually do it or just learn about it and watch it. I was from Seattle area, so there wasn't as much racing there. So I watched racing on TV all the time and just tried to learn all the little things that I possibly could, ask questions to my dad and other people that were involved in racing. And so I think it's the same with racing. It's the same with so many things out there that, you know, younger kids want to do and want to be part of, is just having that passion and then really working hard to understand it and be part of it.
Awesome. So I think we have a couple questions from the audience. Michaela?
Hi, I'm Michaela Sanford from Smith Tech Academy. I am in the sixth grade. My question to you is, what started your passion for racing?
Mine started when I was pretty little the first time I went to a dirt track, and that's the kind of the racing that I started in. And my dad worked on dirt cars. And my dad worked on dirt cars, and we had a local dirt track a couple hours from my house. So I would see him working on them and then go to the racetrack and sit in the grandstands with my mom and watch. And basically just, yeah, my passion for it started growing at that point in time. And I think the competition and just seeing, you know, everybody racing for first and things like that really got me intrigued. And then I also had some friends that I met at the racetrack that did it, go-karts and things. So I just really started building it when I was probably 4 or 5 years old, and I started racing when I was 14. I talked my parents into it. I started when I was 14 and have raced ever since. So started by watching and trying to learn, and also watching on TV, watching NASCAR and IndyCars. They had sprint cars on TV back then also.
Awesome. I think the young man behind you has a question, too.
Hi, I'm Jordan from Smith Tech Academy. I'm in sixth grade. My question to you is racing something that you would encourage your son to do?
If he wants to, you know, I think for myself, it's worked out really well, and I've enjoyed it, but there's definitely a lot of, you know, ups, and there's a ton of downs as well in racing, and like just thinking of my son right now, like you don't want to see him go through downs, but that's part of life. It's part of learning. So if he wants to race, I feel like I can, you know, really give him good direction and help him a lot, you know, get started and just kind of see where he goes with it. Right now he likes racing. He's two. So he likes a lot of things. Racing's one of them. Airplanes is really on the top of his list at this point in time. But yeah, if he wants to, I'll help him with that. But definitely not going to make him or push him in that direction unless that's what he really wants. Good questions, guys.
Awesome. Anybody else have any questions for Casey while he's here? No? Okay, Casey.
I'll just go over here.
Oh, here's one. Chris?
Chris Knight, CatchWinds.com. Casey, can you talk about your tenure at Levine Family Racing? Are you content with the way the direction of the team's going and what's your outlook on Sunday's race?
I think, you know, there's a lot to be learned at this point. We're learning a lot. The this practice today was, we didn't get anything out of it all just because of situations that we were in and situations we put ourselves in. So definitely learning from it. I think as a team, we all have to keep learning if we want to get better. And hopefully soon we'll start making those strides. But at this point, we still have a good ways to go before it's before it's anywhere near what any of us want it to be.
Wolfgang,
Casey, you joined Henrik to Levine Family Racing for this year. Did you bring any new expertise concerning engineering and how to work from Henrik to Levine? Did they do things now totally different than last year or 2 years ago?
I think things change so much, so quickly. You know, the little bit that I know doesn't really do a whole lot for you. I mean, I feel like I bring experience and expertise from driving and being in certain situations throughout the years with the way maybe our schedule's laid out and the way that our races play out a lot of times. So I can, you know, help in some of those areas. But as far as the engineering side, that's, you know, we work with RCR a good bit, and I think it's probably best just to stay on that path, you know, with what that working relationship is at this point. Like I said, I don't know enough about what Henrik would have or did or should have done or anything over the years. You know, I just drove the car and learned as much as I could when I was doing that.
Last question, Mike.
Mike Hember, USA Today. If we flip ahead to next week, what are the particular challenges at Martinsville for you? You've had some good runs there, but haven't been able to break through.
Yeah, Martinsville's great. It was my toughest track the first couple of years of my Cup career, and then I started enjoying it and figuring it out a little bit, and I really like that place because of the braking, the straight line braking, the coasting, getting your car to turn, you know, off the throttle and on the throttle without wearing your rear tires off. So it's a really a tricky, challenging place. There's some really challenging areas to that track, and it seems like when guys figure it out, they really can go on runs for a good period of time, like Jeff Gordon has done, and Jimmy, Denny Hamlin, I think Keselowski and Logano for a bit there too. So it'll be much different than anything we've done. I think it'll be nice to be on a shorter track and be close to home again. I think this stretch is a tough stretch for everybody, and for our deal, I feel like it's probably even a little tougher just because we're trying to get started and we've been behind from the start of the year, so I think it even makes it a little tougher. So I think it'll be nice to go to Martinsville close and then have a week off, work hard on our stuff, prepare more, and get ready for Texas Bristol from there.
Thank you, Casey. Congratulations. Lefty, congratulations. Yeah. Stay put.